Shabbos HaGadol about the blessing of the sun. Now, I know we have a little bit less than 28 years to go for the next time, so we're going to be the earliest ones to speak about it. I might as well, you know, chaperai. But I want to tell you an idea that I spoke about that. I don't know if we're going to finish the whole idea, but it's an idea that's relevant. It's a little bit of a connection to what we spoke about just now. The pasuk says, "Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mimach." What does God want from you? Ki'im le'yira, it says, respect God, ula'avos, and to love Him. There's a lot more things in there, but basically those are the two: yira and av, fear and love. Like we said, you need a balance of the two. The rabbis learn from this pasuk, "Mo Hashem." What is God asking from you? That more is mea brachos. Don't read more, but mea, 100. God wants 100 blessings every day. Now, you can understand that in the wrong way. As long as you make 100 blessings, that's it. That is just as if you love, fear God, and all these other things. That is not what it means. More Hashem means, how do you reach that? How do you reach love of God, fear of God? How do you get to love and fear of God? By making 100 blessings every day, that will help to bring you, if you think about it, you do it properly, it'll bring you to loving and fearing God. We'll discuss in a second how. But I want to go off on a tangent for a second. I see we're not going to cover everything I do, but just maybe the main idea maybe I'll get across. We live in a generation, I just saw in the paper, that they developed a new strain of oranges. Israeli, it's a top secret thing, and the competition with California, whatever. What's the mile of this orange? It'll be on the market, I think, this coming year. It is easier to peel and has less pits. Okay? What? Less seeds. Why? Because we have to deal with the psychology of people as it is. People want something that they can peel and eat fast and easy. That's this world. Fast and easy. Don't want to take too much time, and we don't want to make any. Don't want to take too much work. We want to be able to peel it fast and eat it easily without worrying about seeds. That pretty much sums up the Krankheit, the sickness of this generation, even by Frum Jews. Okay, it's come to a point where people concentrate on schoolers. That's become the fad. 40 days at the Kosol and you're guaranteed this or that or whatever else they guarantee you. Say Perek Shira, read Shira Shirim, all different kinds of schoolers. It has to be fast and easy. Life is not like that. Life. I heard on the radio Kol Chai, before Pesach. I'm sure that Reb Chaim Kamenetsky never said this. Sure. But they said, Reb Chaim Kamenetsky said that if you give money to this charity, the charity happened to be an organization that deals with handicapped children. Okay? If you, sick children, whatever, if you give money to this organization, Reb Chaim Kamenetsky guarantees that your children will never suffer from those things. Now that's pretty good, because God doesn't guarantee that. But Reb Chaim Kanievsky does. Now, I'm sure Reb Chaim Kanievsky never said it. Never, couldn't have said it. Because he's a great person, he's not a fool. Nobody can make that guarantee because God doesn't. Right? But it's easy and fast. You don't have to work on it, you don't have to worry about Yisurim, nothing. As long as you give money to this thing, everything will be on easy street. Now, anybody who believes that has to be, have their head examined, because that's, the Torah doesn't guarantee anything like that. Never. But that's what people want. They want something fast and easy, and that's Yiddishkeit. And it becomes all of these things. For a while it was Birkas Hachama, that's it. Right? They said, holy day, you're going to have people saying your names or whatever, all you have to do is give the money to the right people and everything will be okay. That's not Torah. Torah is not easy, and it's not fast. It's a lifelong quest, and it's many times very difficult. I'm not taking away the value of schoolos. A school is a valuable thing, but it's like the icing on the cake. If you don't have the cake, the icing is disgusting. So first you have to have the cake, then you can ice it. But you don't have just icing in a, on a hollow nothing. So, in any case, so it doesn't mean say 100 brachas, that's it. Just keep a record, say 100 brachas, you're on easy street. No. Say 100 brachas and you understand, that'll lead you to love and fear of God. How so? There are basically three brachas in the Torah that are Torah blessings. The first one is Birkas HaMazon, benching. Torah says, V'yochalta v'savata v'erach. The next one we learn from various sources. Some say we learn from benching, that if you have to make a bracha on physical food, surely on spiritual food, the Birkas HaTorah, blessings on the Torah. Learning Torah is a Torah blessing, according to many people. The third one is that it says, Arba Tzrichim Lahodos. When you bring a korban toda, a sacrifice of thanksgiving, so you have to thank God for various things that happen in this world. That's called Birchas Hodah, blessing of thanksgiving. That's also a Torah blessing. So three kinds of Torah blessings. If you think about it, there are three kinds of blessings that make up the 100 blessings that we make. It's only three categories of brachas. What are they? Birchas HaMitzvos, the brachas we make before you do a mitzvah, Asher Kedishan Mitzvah. Birchas HaNehenin, brachas we make on enjoyment, eating, before you eat, after you eat, and so on. And Birchas Shevach V'Hodah, thanking God for various things that happen in the world. If you think about it, they all emanate from those three, what's it called, major categories. Birchas HaTorah, the rabbis tacked on to that all the brachas of mitzvahs. Just like you make a bracha on the mitzvah of learning Torah, on Torah, make a bracha on mitzvahs too. It's an outgrowth of that bracha. Then from Birchas HaMazon came all the Birchas HaNehen, all the brachas of enjoyment. And from the Birchas Shevach V'Hodah came the brachas on things that you see in nature. You see a mountain, you see the sun once every 28 years in its proper place, its proper original place. You see the moon, make bracha. That's called Birchas Shevach V'Hodah. Now, why is that? How does that lead a person to love of God? So there's a concept that the Rambam says that Shir HaShirim is the model for love of God, and is compared to love between a husband and a wife. That's what Shir HaShirim is all about. It's a model for love of God, which is based on love between a husband and wife. Now, why isn't it based on love between a parent and a child? Kirachim aval bonim, or like a mother loves a child, or a father loves a child. Why a husband and wife love? Why not a father and son? God could be more like a father and a child, or a mother and a child, than a husband and a wife. I was thinking, because the love of a parent for a child is a natural thing. It's a natural love that even animals have. And therefore, that love doesn't have to be worked on. And it's not reciprocal. Even if the child doesn't like the parent loves the child. It's the child. Mashaking a husband and a wife, it's something that's not natural. It's something you create. And you work on. The love for God has to be something you work on. It just can't come by itself. And it's reciprocal. The more we realize that God loves us, the more we love him. Tamayim ponim aponim. It says that people's faces reflect each other like a person's reflection in the water. You love somebody, they love you back. They love you, you love them. It's a reciprocal relationship. So, and it's something you have to work on. So, therefore, it has to be compared to a husband and a wife, not a parent and a child. The more we love God, the more he loves us. And the more we recognize that he loves us, the more we love him. How do you recognize God's love in the world? You see it in three ways. The Rambam says, how do you come to love for God? One way, before the Rambam, is obvious. Hakaras HaTov. Recognize all the good things that God does for you, and how much he loves you and cares for you, so you'll love him. So that's Hakaras HaTov. That's recognizing the goodness in the world. Second way is through the Torah, the Rambam says. Second way is by the Torah. If we recognize the Torah, is also God's love for us is through the Torah. He gave us the Torah. He wants us to be able to have eternal life. This is the way to get it. So God giving us the Torah, Asher Bochar Bon Mikolo Amin, Avas Olam, Ava Rabba of Tanu, expresses, the Torah itself expresses God's love for us. You recognize God through the Torah. And the third way is through nature, by recognizing God in nature. You see God in nature. He created a world. The world is for your sake. You see God in nature also. There's a big difference, and we'll end with this, between seeing God in nature and seeing God in the Torah, even though both are necessary. The Rambam says that by observing nature and you see God's greatness and wisdom in nature, and you see that the world was created for your sake, it makes you love God. The Torah says something different, that by observing nature, you look up and you'll see the sun and the moon and the stars, and you'll become an idol worshiper. The Torah says by observing the heavens, you'll become an idol worshiper. And the Rambam says by observing the heavens, you'll become a God-loving person. So which is it? So Medrash says that when God created the world, so he created with a beis. And the Aleph came and complained and said, it's not fair. It's not fair. I'm the first letter. You should create the world me. And he even told him how to do it. Don't write Bereshis Bara Elohim. Write Elohim Bara Bereshis. That was Aleph right there in the beginning. And it's God's name. God said, I'm sorry, but I can't start the world with an Aleph, because the Aleph stands for the word Orer, curse. But Beis is Bara, bless. I have to start with a blessing. But don't worry, I'll make it up to you. When I give the Torah, I'll start with an Aleph. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Very difficult. First of all, if for some reason the Aleph is curse, then how can it start the Torah? If it can't start the creation, why can't it start the Torah? So if Aleph can be Anochi, then why can't it be Elohim? So what's it mean? I was thinking the idea is the following. Yes, you can come to love of God through seeing nature, but you have to be directed to see it properly. I always give the example, the first Russian cosmonaut who orbited the Earth. Okay, he didn't escape the gravitational pull of the Earth. He only made three orbits. He went out of the atmosphere into outer space. Three orbits. That was it. Okay, he came back to Earth, and when he got out of his space capsule, I forgot what they called it. No, it wasn't Sputnik, is when they sent the monkey up in. This was called, I don't remember what it was called. In any case, he made the following inane statement. He said, I am sure now that there is no God. I didn't see him. Now, he didn't exactly hit the roof, right? He was just outside of the, Earth's atmosphere. Maybe if he expected to see some old man on a throne floating up there, he was a few feet higher than him, right? So it was an insane thing to say. He was told what to say anyway by the Russian government, I'm sure. In any case, so he said what he had to say, otherwise he would have been at the bottom of the sea. So can't blame him 100%. In any case, so that's what he said. On the other hand, so that's what he got out of this tremendous feeling of being up there, looking down at the earth. What did he get? No God. He didn't see him up there. On the other hand, there were, I think, an Apollo mission, a moon mission of American astronauts, and they beamed pictures back by satellite, television pictures, of the earth from space, how the earth looks. Not space looks from the earth, they were looking down. And before they beamed those pictures to the whole world, they read the 19th Psalm. Hashamayim misaprim kvod kel, v'maisu yodov magir akiyah. The heavens declare, right, the honor of God. They read that whole kapitel. Goyim, it's Kiddush Hashem. So here are a bunch of Goyim who come to a tremendous feeling of honor for God from what they see from space. And here is a Russian who comes to Kthira, to total atheism, from what he didn't see in space. So space can and nature can misdirect you or direct you. So you need direction. So first you have to have the Torah. Once you have the Torah guides you to see nature properly. If you don't have the Torah, and you're on your own, you could be totally misdirected by nature. Therefore, the Aleph has to be, what's it called, Torah. Can't be the Bria. Once you have the Aleph by Torah, it's Anochi, you see God. Torah itself guides you. You don't need to be guided to Torah. Once you learn Torah, the light of Torah guides you, which has a self-guidance system. But nature doesn't guide you. You need to be guided through nature. Therefore, nature has to start with a base, Baruch. It should be shown it's a blessing. Torah can start with an Aleph, but you won't see the curse, you'll see God. Because the Torah will guide you. Once you have the Torah will enable you to guide the Bria too. Therefore, the Torah is always Aleph, always first. Then comes nature. Where do we have this? Every day we say two brachas before we say Shema. Shema is the Ohavta, you should love God and connect to Him and feel His oneness. How do you get there? Two brachas. The first bracha is a bracha that speaks about nature. The second bracha speaks about the Torah. Nature came first because the world was created before the Torah was given to us. So from our perspective, the world came first and then the Torah was given. But what letter does the first bracha start with? Baruch Atah Hashem, Beis. What bracha does the what letter does the second bracha start with? Ava Rabba, Ava Solom, Aleph. The Torah always has to be the Aleph, the world, the Beis. You have to start with Torah to guide you to see nature properly. And the same thing goes for another thing. Up until Shabbos HaGadol, from after Sukkot, there are many people at the minig, Yekis for sure at the minig, that we say Borchi Nafshi after Mincha on Shabbos, between Mincha and Maariv. Now, up until Shabbos HaGadol. Shabbos HaGadol, we read the Haggadah at that time slot, and then after Pesach, we start learning Pirkei Avos. Why? So I was thinking, you always need these two paths to God. Shabbos is love of God. We add the word Ahava. When Shabbos and the Yom Tov coincide, we add the word Ahava for Shabbos. Shabbos is the day of love. Love of God. The height of Shabbos, the height of that love of God is Mincha Shabbos. Mincha Shabbos is Ahava de Ahava. You always need two paths to get to that love. Torah and nature. Now in the winter, the path of Torah is strong because the nights are long. And main Torah learning is at night. But nature is curtailed because everything's hibernating. So therefore, you have to supplement the path of nature to the path of Torah, which is there anyway. What do? We say Borchi Nafshi, which speaks about nature. In the summers, it's the opposite. Torah is curtailed because the nights are short. But the nature is in full bloom. So you need to complement and supplement the path of Torah to nature, so we learn Pirkei Avos, which speaks about the greatness of Torah, whatever. So in the summer, we supplement Torah to nature, which is there. In the winter, we supplement nature, which is hibernating, to Torah, which is there. So the nature is Borchi Nafshi, and the Torah is Avos. Avos starts with an Aleph, Torah is always the Aleph. Borchi Nafshi starts with a Beis, nature is always the best.